The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock. Russell and Bear back with you. It is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you this afternoon by Wave Tech Medical. Catch the wave. Jake Lester, what do you got for us?
We got number one in the new AP poll. LSU moved up to number two in the brand new poll, giving the Southeastern Conference the top two teams in the country for the 29th time and putting the Tigers behind number one Alabama less than a month before the showdown in Tuscaloosa. Rounding out the top 10 is number three Clemson, four Ohio State, five Oklahoma, six Wisconsin, seven Penn State, eight Notre Dame, nine Florida, and Georgia falls to number 10.
I can't wait to see somebody walk the dog on Penn State. They're garbage.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good. Now, I do think Ohio State is pretty good, and it's amazing how much you just subtract. And I've never been and never will be an Ohio State fan, but they are so much less likely to be hated upon when Urban Meyer is not there. You just subtract Urban, and it's like
– I still hate him. I mean, I just –
I'm with Bear.
I feel bile still rising in the back of my throat anytime I think about him. Yeah, just acid and vitriol.
I really hope Alabama's transition is not as smooth as Ohio State's when Saban steps down. Because I don't see Ohio State dropping off anytime soon.
Right? I mean, whoever they get to replace Saban might be able to hold it together for a year or two, but there's no way they can
depends on who
adhere
they get
to the standard. They just can't, man. I don't know. I like, I guess, Alabama number one, although I don't know, man. LSU, whew. It's a good team. Where's that game? Is that in?
That is at Alabama,
Alabama
right?
This year?
Yep. Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, 50 to 44 kind of game.
Who wins?
Alabama.
I'm going to go with LSU.
Bama shut them out in their house last year, right? I mean, that was just – they
LSU
held them down and made them lick the white dog dude.
They don't have much of a defense. Alabama's defense will step it up a couple. It'll be like the Florida LSU game. Number two, Georgia left guard Justin Schaefer has been ruled out of the Dogs game against Kentucky on Saturday because of a neck injury. Schaefer started the last two games, and wide receiver Lawrence Cager, who's tied for the team lead with 19 catches, also might miss the game. Cager was dealing with a shoulder injury before hurting his ribs in last week's 20-17 double overtime loss to South Carolina. Kirby Smart says starting cornerback Tyson Campbell, who has turf toe, has missed three games, and he said he feels like he's almost back but could miss another week.
I have a feeling Kentucky's about to catch the beatdown of a lifetime. Georgia's going to be all kinds of pissed off.
They're going to beat 50 to nothing.
How about this?
They got problems down there, though.
Win-loss records. Compare this. Mark Richt at Georgia versus Kirby Smart at Georgia. Have you guys seen these numbers?
I saw that one.
Year one, Richt went 8-4. Smart went 8-5. Year two, Richt went 13-1. Smart went 13-2. Year three, Richt went 11-3. Smart went 11-3. And in year four, through six games, Kirby's 5-1. Mark Richt also was 5-1. Identical records, Kirby Smart and Mark Richt.
I saw this one stat between the two. And they both have the same, through this point in time, they both have the same amount of SEC titles, SEC East titles,
wow,
top 10 classes.
Wow.
But the difference is Kirby Smart has three losses at home to unranked teams.
What?
Richt had zero.
Really? How about that? Now, I will say this. Like, they're clearly better off now with Kirby. It was on the downslide with Richt, right? Kirby's come in, he's brought him back up. So, they made the right call, and they're better off for it. But big picture, the numbers are the numbers. He's not doing any better than Richt did. Like, when Richt first got there, I mean, he was a dynamo.
Yeah.
And I guess Kirby's on a similar trajectory. I hope he tails off soon, too.
Well, the injury bug has bitten Texas as well, because junior safety Chris Brown will miss 6 weeks with a fractured forearm that will require surgery.
Sounds painful.
Coach Tom Herman said Monday. Senior linebacker Jeffrey McCullough is also out for Saturday's game against Kansas with a dislocated shoulder. Ooh. Both injuries occurred Saturday in Texas's 34-27 loss to Oklahoma.
What about that move Hurts had? The behind the back.
He's fantastic. That's what I wanted to hit on in his top 25 thing. For my money, I haven't seen him play every game, but I don't know if there's a better team in the country than Oklahoma.
C.D. Lamb getting out of the five-defender circle.
I mean,
I'll tell you, from what I've seen this year, I would say I think Jalen Hurts is a much surer pro prospect than Tua.
What?
Yeah. You heard me?
You think Hurts is a better
pro prospect than Tua?
No. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to look it up. I read an article that yesterday. Can't remember who put it out. Had a lot of good points about Tua.
Tua's he's a much better thrower than
– He's about, what, three or four Hurts. Inches shorter?
It doesn't matter.
He's not going to be surrounded.
Wait. Tua is 3 or 4 inches shorter
absolutely.
Than Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
No, they're the same height.
No, they're not. They're not the same height.
All right, look it up, Jake.
While I'm looking that up, we'll go on to number four. The
Probably
Titans were set to decide who will start at quarterback against the Chargers on Monday night, Coach Mike Vrabel said at his regular news conference. Vrabel said the team will be informed now Tuesday morning. Marcus Mariota, the team's longtime starter, was benched in the second half of Sunday's shutout loss at Denver, and backup Ryan Tannehill, who was signed in the offseason, finished the game. Mariota completed 7 of 18 passes for 63 yards with two picks in the 16-0 loss, and Tannehill was 13 of 16 for 144 yards with just one interception. Titans gave up 7 sacks, and neither quarterback is under contract after this season.
Yeah, I would, like I said earlier, I'd go ahead and just stick with Mariota. I didn't see anything. I mean, Tannehill came in there and made a couple of throws. But that's what Mariota – that's who he's been, man. Like, he just misses throws. He's not a super accurate player. But I would give him a chance. Now, if they continue to flounder, then I guess you tinker with it some more. But I'm giving Mariota at least one more chance. But I'm also – if I'm John Robinson and those guys, I'm thinking quarterback in the draft. And the cool thing about it is we've found here lately that – you can get quarterbacks in the middle of that first round. You don't necessarily have to have the top two or three picks. Like, it obviously helps if there's a great quarterback, but I don't know that there is a great quarterback in this class. So I saw one projection had the Titans taking Fromm at like 16 or something like that.
Fromm?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So back to the college quarterbacks thing, Bear. Jalen Hurts is 6'2", and Tua is 6'1".
Two ain't 6'1".
He's listed as 6'1".
That dude's 5'11".
Hurts isn't 6'2". I mean, neither of those guys are tall. But it doesn't matter anymore, man. I mean, like, look at all the 5'10" quarterbacks in the NFL now. Like, height is not.
I want to mark the tape.
Okay.
Tua's not going to be a good NFL.
Hurts a better quarterback in the NFL than Tua. I feel like that's just a horrible take. But
all right, let's round it out here. Number five. Memphis debuted its new basketball court at their Midnight Madness a few weeks ago, and the internet was speechless with how much the key looked like a little, well, it's just a couple of two giant blue penises. Well, they listened to the people, and
Excuse
they changed
me?
It.
What? We're talking about Memphis's basketball court.
Yeah.
Has two. Can you even say that?
No.
If Memphis can have it on their court, we can say it on the radio.
Is that even the right plural?
No,
penises?
That's not how that works, Junior.
Peni.
Penisia?
I don't know. I'm not taking part in this. I want plausible deniability.
I did see the court. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. They're changing it. So
they
it
scrubbed
like...
the floor. The rounded half circle at the top of the key has now been scrubbed of paint and will be a natural wood color rather than the blue with the tiger stripes running through it. So it is slightly less phallic now. We've just been talking a lot about this today.
This is we. You and Russ have been talking about it.
Is that the top five?
That rounds out. Right. Yeah.
As it crashes all and burns.
hey, Jake, the stream's down.
Oh, great.
Down. Not where we want the stream to be. Down is also not where you want to be. You want to be up, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are having struggling, staying up, if you're struggling with the onset of erectile dysfunction, if the condition is getting progressively worse, then you need to call our friends at WaveTech Medical. And you need to ask about acoustical wave therapy, a revolutionary new technology that is helping men all across the country and all across the world deal with the annoying condition of ED. WaveTech uses its FDA-cleared machine to improve blood flow, rejuvenate nerve fibers, and cause the migration of stem cells to the area of concern. WaveTech's acoustical wave treatment is 100% non-invasive. This is the best part, folks. No pills, no injections, pain-free. And it's not a Band-Aid. WaveTech actually fixes the underlying issues associated with ED. There's not another clinic in this area that offers this clinically proven and FDA-cleared acoustical wave therapy, WaveTech Medical. If ED is causing you relationship problems, then give WaveTech Medical a call, 865-761-4401. That's 761-4401. Or just go to wavetechmedical.com to set up your free consultation. Ask about it. Tell them you heard about it here on Fan Run Radio. WaveTech Medical, acoustical wave therapy. Catch the wave today and experience a renewed lifestyle. Again, that number, 865-761-4401. And online at wavetechmedical.com. Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. It is Fox Sports Knoxville. I feel like that was we went a long time without having an internet outage. Like, I don't think we had it at all
not out.
last week.
The internet works.
The internet works. The stream is down. So this is a new issue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jake, check that computer.
So frustrating. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. Let's go ahead and take a break. Break it on down. See if we can't get that issue dealt with, and then we'll come back to your phone calls. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question for those of you just joining us was, what we saw Saturday, Tennessee's win over Mississippi State, was that more a function of Tennessee fixing their issues, playing better, playing well, or was it more to do with the fact that Mississippi State was pretty darn awful? 865-546-8200. Stay with us. The drive continues after this.
And to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show, this is The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio, Russell and Bear back with you. So, apparently something with our app, because we are live on TuneIn and I guess FoxSportsKnoxville.com. And
the Periscope's fine. It's up and running.
There is something to be said. Can I get on my old man rocking chair on the front porch here with a shotgun across my lap and a cold glass of lemonade beside me?
With the lemonade? With some moonshine.
There's something about the good old days when you did a radio show and it was on the radio. And that was it. It was just on the air. And look, now there are so many ways to watch or hear the show.
Facebook,
so
Twitter,
we're on Periscope. Two different radios. We're on 105.7 FM in Knoxville and 1340 AM.
Loud and proud.
Two radio signals. We have a web stream that you can listen to on our website, FoxSportsKnoxville.com, on our free Fan Run Radio app, on TuneIn Radio. We have a podcast that we post every single day of the show that Jake screwed up Friday.
Yeah, I'll own it.
You can watch the show on Periscope now. I mean, there's literally, I think I lost count. There's seven ways. There's like seven
the
things.
The Periscope thing drove me out of that chair over there. It was driving me batty.
Bear is super self-conscious. doesn't want to be seen on Periscope or else he turns into a pumpkin. But there's just so many different ways to watch the show. I remember when streaming first started taking off, and it was awesome because, like, you could – I remember listening to all these different radio shows around in 2004, 2005, when that's when stations started streaming. But it was very difficult. Like, they always went down. It was hard to do, and you take up too much bandwidth, and they would slow and buffer and all that stuff. And I remember talking to the station I was at, and I was like, listen, this streaming thing is awesome. We got to get a website. We got to stream. And they're like, oh, no, you don't want to stream. Like, that just takes – audience away from your radio station. And they just wouldn't do it, the station I was at, until like 2010. They wouldn't invest in streaming technology, which by then, like, everybody was doing it. And the same thing with the podcast. Like, I remember when we first started doing the podcast of the show, I want to say in maybe 2013. And the cool thing about the podcast is you can see exactly how many people are listening to a show. When people talk about radio ratings, and they talk about the ratings are an estimate. The ratings, it's like the biggest crapshoot of, I mean, like the complete, just inexact science, right? The radio ratings are the equivalent of, you know, when the punter punched the ball out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the ref is like 20 yards away, and he runs up, and he has to determine where the ball crossed out of bounds. And you're like, how in the heck did he get that right? I mean, he's lucky if he's within 5 yards either way, right?
Right.
That's basically what the radio ratings are. Ratings, they send out books to like 1% of the population of an area, and then they depend on those people to write down, which is inexact.
Have you ever gotten it?
At the end of the day, no. At the end of the day, you're supposed to write down what you listen to, and then, like, at the end of the week, you send it back to them.
They give you, like, money, a couple of bucks or something.
Yeah, and so they project, they take that and then, like, multiply it by whatever to get, like, that's how they do the ratings. It's ridiculous.
For TV and radio, right?
Well,
because I've done it for TV and I've done it for radio.
Radio is getting better. You're not supposed to admit that, Bear. It's highly illegal. Radio is getting better. TV's been better for a long time, but radio is getting better. They have, it's called like a personal people meter or something, which you, I guess, plug into your device or something, and it actually picks up the frequency and tells the ratings company exactly what you're listening to, exactly how long you're listening. And what they found is, in the bigger markets where they're doing this, that the numbers are nothing like what they thought they were. Because people will say, oh, I was listening to this. Like, I was listening to NPR, you know, because they want to make themselves look smart. No, you weren't. You were listening to the pop music station. You were listening to Pitbull Marathon or something, you know. People, it's like social media. We present ourselves on Facebook and Twitter like the best possible versions of ourselves. Oh, look at me. I've got my life together. We're hanging out. We're a big, Facebook, happy family and all this stuff. And it's like, no, actually, we've all got problems, just like everybody else in this crazy world. Ratings are the same thing. Anyway, the cool thing about podcast is you know exactly how many people listen to it. Not an estimate. Not like 1,000 versus 2,000. No, we could see 1,749 people listened to hour two of the Drive podcast yesterday. So it's that's cool about it. But I remember when we first started putting the podcast up, those numbers were like 12 people. And it took so long to do it, too, because you had to like upload the entire hour. And they made us do this like after our shows at the old station. And I remember thinking like, why am I doing this for 12 lousy listens? Like this is
you didn't
just
have an intern back then.
This is a complete waste of time.
I used to listen to you guys on the podcast.
Yeah, but like
a lot.
With Jake, I generally like I feel an obligation to stay until it's done, right?
Yeah, so, usually.
Which so is I, what like 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's much quicker nowadays, but. Also nowadays, so many people listen to podcasts. I've listened to like 5 podcasts today already.
You have?
Yeah.
Really?
It's all I do when I'm driving around.
Is listen to podcasts?
Yeah. On double speed, man. Boom, boom, boom. Knock them out.
Until I had started coming here, I had never listened to a podcast in my life, and now I listen to podcasts every day walking to class.
It's the wave of the future, baby.
Through Monday through Friday, no thank you. I'm not listening to podcasts during the day.
Yeah, but you're an old man.
I'm not an old man. I'm listening to Three and Out. I'm listening to Get Blitz.
So am I.
I'm
listening to Three and Out on the podcast.
So am I on the podcast.
I don't want to do it two times faster. I mean, Chris's voice sounds bizarre enough as it is without speeding him up two times.
You listen to it however you want. Anyway, now, like, if that podcast is... Jake botched hour three of the podcast Friday.
What happened to it?
I'm just getting deluged with all the, where's hour three? Hour three's messed up. You guys messed up hour three.
Is it gone?
I'm like, evidently.
Sorry, everybody. I accidentally uploaded the Blitz instead of the Drive somehow, and it's since been deleted.
And it was
off
the best
the
hour
computer.
Of. It was the best hour of radio in the history of the genre.
It. We.
I felt those like we were have on.
Those of you who heard it Friday, consider yourselves blessed.
You see, I mean, and then you come in here and act like nothing's wrong today. You should have done the show sitting in the corner facing it.
Well, considering you didn't even know that until we told you.
No, I did. I knew it Friday, but I assumed that it had gotten fixed Friday. I didn't realize
it was on the station computer, so I couldn't come in and save it.
Don't blame it on the station computer.
I'm blaming it on myself. What I'm saying is it was saved on there, so there was no way I could have gotten
today. Why didn't you come back down Friday?
Because I don't have a key to get in.
You could have called me. I live pretty close to the station.
You would not have come down.
I would have come down here. To let you in to fix the pot, hour three,
Jake,
that hour of amazing radio did Friday.
One thing you'll have to learn about Bear is it really annoys him when people don't do their jobs. When people mess up, when they have a screw up at their job, Bear really, he doesn't stand for that. It really irritates him.
I've never screwed up the podcast.
Well, you didn't edit in the DAG spots either.
Yeah, yeah.
Told me to do that.
Nobody ever told him. Somebody else's fault.
Well, no, it's not somebody else's fault. It's your fault, Russ.
Oh, it's my fault specifically.
Yeah.
He really hates it when people screw up. So don't screw up. Let that be a lesson. You don't want to earn the wrath of the Bear. Don't screw up your job, Jake.
I've already been demoted from his administrative assistant to just a lowly peasant. Here in the studio.
That's because you're sticking, you know.
I've seen like people start using the word peasant as an insult on Twitter. Like, that's coming back.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen it several times.
I'll not use it. Not enough juice in it.
First of all, it seems like.
You peasant.
What am
very
I
medieval.
To you now?
Yeah. What?
What am I to you now that I'm not the administrative assistant?
You're Russell's, one of Russell's lackeys.
That's also medieval.
Lackey?
Do we have they call them peasants? What about a serf?
No,
you never hear about serfs anymore.
Oaf,
chief butt smoocher. Does that work better for you? I mean, I've seen this happen before many, many times. That's the only helpful. Intern who didn't suck up to Russ was Lexi. That's why she's the number one intern on the Drive in history.
Somebody just sent me a picture. I guess this is from the game. They had the 1989, 30-year anniversary of the 1989 SEC championship team. They brought all those guys out there. And, man, talk about old people. Like, that made me feel old because I remember watching those guys, and now all those dudes are old. And anyway, somebody sent me a picture. Man, it's Fulmer and Majors right next to each other.
Are they looking at each other at all? Or are they just
not really. They're literally shoulder to shoulder. At Majors appears to be walking past him. And several players are turning and looking like, oh boy, what are we about to have here? This, to my knowledge, is there was the Doug Dickey photo a couple of years ago.
Doug Dickey force made them shake hands.
He looks like he's brokering a Mideast peace deal. Like he's got Sadat and Arafat there, and he's Doug Dickey's Jimmy Carter, like making him shake hands, which is essentially kind of what it was. It's not far off as an analogy, and
Sadat,
they're looking at each
Arafat,
other
more like Sadat. You mean Sadat and Menachem Begin,
whatever. And Majors just has this look in his eye of like, if I had a knife right now, I'd probably stick it right in your chest, Phil. But Doug Dickey pulled that off. And now
Doug Dickey's
this is
the boss.
Only known photos. Oh, there are several photos. Oh, wait a minute. This is a sequence.
When they were standing out there doing their presentation.
I think they are shaking hands.
Well,
Majors is approaching Fulmer.
Wow.
And they're maybe 2 feet away. And it looks to me as if Fulmer might be extending a hand. Majors is not making eye contact.
Yeah, they were standing in two lines. Fulmer was in the back, and Majors was in the front center because he coached the team. And it was just kind of awkward.
Wow. Shocking development here. 865-546-8200, your number. Who's next, Bear?
We have Roberto.
Roberto, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Greetings and salutations from beautiful old Maryville, Tennessee. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing well. Thank you.
There's like three conspiracy theories in Tennessee athletics that are my favorite. But amongst them are how much Johnny Majors hates Philip Fulmer. That is just so beautiful how much that man.
That's
just
why is that? Wait, why is that beautiful?
No, wait a minute, that's a terrible thing. Number one,
it's
not a conspiracy theory. That's
right.
Fact.
You're right. As to why, though. And
I don't think there's any
question about why.
Stabbed him in the back. Phil totally stabbed Johnny in the back and took his job. That's what you're saying.
Well, I mean, that's a story that Phil and the rest of the old dudes, Willie and all those guys carry around because they were Majors guys.
Color, Phil.
I thought that was more of a conspiracy theory, but now as I've gotten older and watched Phil Fulmer do his thing, I love it. You say it's terrible. Russ, it's what makes us. Like, we've always kind of hate each other before we hate anybody else. Come on. You know this.
Do you think other fan bases are fractured like that?
Georgia looks pretty fractured right now, according to their message boards.
Georgia fans are saying they want to hire Butch Jones, and that's not a fake thing either. That's real. That's going around
to do what?
Social media.
Well, they should. I think they should hire Butch Jones.
Hire Butch Jones to do what?
I agree with Georgia fans.
I agree with them, too. And then hire him to do what? To replace Kirby Short, as it were. I think it's hilarious how upset they are. Man, it's so beautiful, guys, to have a dub this week under our belt against a team that we were not favored to beat. And I told you last week, I love being a touchdown or less favorite or dog at home. I love that. That's always plays to your favor, especially when you're playing a team from the central time zone or further away. It always plays to your favor, especially in sports gambling. But, so nice to have a dub under our belt and just to watch Georgia's imploding. Their fan base is imploding. They know they just lost a shot at a national championship team or with a team that could win the national championship. I mean, athletically speaking, they're the best team in the country for my money. I think they would beat Alabama head-to-head if Kirby Smart wasn't on the sideline. That guy's a complete idiot. He cost them the game on Saturday completely. He's a complete idiot. You guys realize that, right?
I don't know.
There were several calls. Like, I don't even want to go into it. There were several calls that cost them that game on Saturday. Do you agree?
Yeah, but Muschamp, I thought Muschamp made even worse calls, which is just, it was a really weird game.
Are we really trying to say Muschamp's a national championship level coach?
No.
I mean, like, he's an idiot. The East is there for the taking, guys, with the exception of Meatloaf Mullen, as our good friend Vito likes to call him. With the exception of Florida, there are no coaches in the East that can really, really coach that have talent. I actually think the best, or I'll say second best X's and O's football coach in the SEC East is actually Stoops. They're just god-awful, though. They just have no talent. It's just this weekend just further drives home the point, gentlemen, that these guys are nothing but highly compensated gym teachers. They're really not. They're not rocket scientists. They understand the game better than any of us ever will. They've probably forgotten more about football than I'll ever remember. But they're just highly compensated athletic, high school athletic directors or gym teachers or something to that effect.
Just got to get players, Roberto. Got to get players.
Yeah, well, guys, lastly, I really appreciate you guys always letting me have some time here. Can we just make a bowl? How fun would that be? Wouldn't we feel like we're on the rise and everybody else is on the decline a little bit? If we just make a freaking bowl. Think about it. put it in perspective and think about it. Georgia just lost to a team that they're not supposed to lose to, and they're not winning a national championship. Florida got housed on Saturday, and maybe they're making some progress, but they're losing Trask, and they're losing the Felipe Franks, and the Emory Jones. He can't play. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I feel like if we can make a bowl, I'll feel really, really confident going into next season. Guys, have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Roberto. Jiffy Lube now has 5 Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities here in East Tennessee to go along with the 4 regular Jiffy Lubes already in existence. Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities can handle most maintenance and mechanical issues associated with your car. Plus, as an authorized Michelin dealer, Jiffy Lube multi-care has your next set of tires. They've got locations in Merrillville, in Eagleton, Alcoa, in Clinton, and 6 scattered throughout Knoxville. You can find your nearest location at JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. That's JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. While you're there, be sure to download a coupon for $10 off your next visit, JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. Locally owned and operated Jiffy Lube Knoxville. Check out those new Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities. We'll take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. Stay with us.
Drive rages on.
Time to select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week.
Let's hear it.
Week 8, I guess. 8 weeks into the season. 3 more games left for most teams until the playoffs start. A couple of great performances. Bearden had a big win. They're kind of getting things turned around after a slow start. 42-22 win over Jeff County for the Bulldogs. Makai Williams carried 10 times for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead the way. They also had a guy, I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly, Seth Arana, blocked 3 punts. One guy blocked 3 punts.
It's pretty amazing.
That was pretty impressive. Here's another name.
That's a good coaching staff out there, Bearden.
Here's another name I hope I'm not butchering. Mason, I'll go with Gudger, Greenville, rushed for a touchdown on 3 consecutive series in the first half to help Greenville to the victory.
They beat
Sullivan South 49-0. That's a shutout.
Huh.
Meaning they were probably running the clock there.
We
know a Sullivan South grad. I don't know.
What's their mascot up there?
Maybe the skunks, because they got skunked hard on Friday night.
Just some guy that walks around with bent over a barrel.
Bent him over a barrel and shut him the food. Oh, Jake Lester, Sullivan South grad. Are you sitting right there next to me here in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios? I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Go Rebels.
I'm sorry.
You know, it might have been a bad loss, but we still got to go out and support these boys in the
Merrillville
program.
Beat up on Bradley over the weekend. Bradley County, not just a guy named Bradley. 42-7 was the final. Drew Crowder intercepted 2 passes, had a tackle for a loss, and a couple of passes broken up for the Red Rebels. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week is Grace Christian quarterback Cooper Riggs. Koopa, 5 touchdowns, 378 yards passing. That is a Rusty Bradley stat line, if I ever heard one. Congratulations to Cooper Riggs and Grace. 378 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 38-21 win over Chattanooga Christian. Cooper Riggs, this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Appreciate North Knox Siding and Windows for their support of local high school athletics. Was just over there at North Knox today on Broadway. You can visit their showroom, 5618 North Broadway. They've usually got somebody there to help you take a look at all the stuff there. You know, siding and windows, obviously, is their thing, and they've got all the expertise you could possibly imagine. And cool thing is, locally owned and operated business, just like your friends here at Fan Run Radio. North Knox Siding and Windows has basically started out of one guy's truck, and now it's become this huge business. So you don't have to be in North Knoxville for them to come to you. They go to Sono, East Knox, West Knox, wherever. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate. You need a roof, they'll do that as well. Windows, gutters, leaves starting to fall. You need to make sure those gutters are in tip-top shape. Doors, handrails, anything on the outside of your house, they will do it. They'll do it quickly, they'll do it well, and they'll do it for a reasonable price. Call today. Set up a free estimate, 865-689-0505, 689-0505. Tell them I sent you. Ask for the Dubsy discount. I don't know if that's a thing, but it sounds good, right? North Knox Siding and Windows.com. That's North Knox Siding and Windows.com. 865-546-8200 is our number. If you want to hop on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. Yeah, people wondering about the the Majors handshake. We need the Zapruder film is what they're saying. I don't know if that's a shake. You see Fulmer's back. It looks to me like his right arm is extended towards Coach Majors.
Majors ain't shaking his hand.
He already did. Doug Dickey brokered it.
Doug Dickey made them shake hands.
He brokered
the only person on the planet that can make those two guys shake hands.
Hey, man, get them up to Camp David. Maybe that's it, man. I mean, maybe that's what's holding us back is until we heal that wound.
It won't. Phil and the rest of those old guys, man, they ain't letting it go. You know, they love to point out that the game had passed Fulmer by, but they won't ever let it enter their brains that the game might have passed Coach Majors by in the early 90s.
David asks, which SEC Eastern Division coach would score the highest on the ACT?
I'm going with Muschamp.
What?
Do you see how smart he looked with his readers on the other day?
I saw how old he looked.
Mullen, Muschamp. It's not going to be Kirby. It's not going to be Pruitt. Sorry, Pruitt.
Cornbread.
I like you, but
you didn't know what asparagus was, bro.
Yeah. Derek Mason.
Well, I mean, according to Jake's reasoning, he did coach at Stanford and Vanderbilt now.
Yeah. I don't think he was sitting in on physics classes while he was coaching football at Stanford and Vanderbilt.
Hey, you don't know that. Don't jump to any conclusions.
I kind of do.
Yeah,
I don't want to be judgmental here, but
dumbass football coach.
Who else am I missing? Who's Barry Odom? No, he's a dumb guy.
Yeah,
he's a meathead.
He's a football coach.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, who? Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops. He seems like a sneaky smart guy. Like, you know, if your car breaks down on the side of the road in rural Alaska, like Mark Stoops is the guy I want with me.
I mean, all these guys have college degrees.
Yeah, but they were all jocks. No offense to any jocks out there.
I mean, Germ was. Kirby.
Big Germ didn't major in school. He majored in football.
Majored in school.
High school.
Actually, he was a certified teacher in state Alabama, wasn't he? He had to have been.
He was kindergarten gym teacher, wasn't he?
I mean, if being a certified high school teacher in the state of Alabama, I don't know if that's necessarily a feather in his cap, judging by some of the intellect I see coming out of that state.
Did you hear him say that he didn't know we had orange pants until Saturday?
Yeah, but he also said that he remembered, you know, back when he played again, he remembered seeing them before.
You like the orange pants?
Yeah.
I hate them.
They're all right.
The carrot costumes?
They're just way too close to the all-orange they came out with against Alabama that year that Gene Jelks ran for like 900 yards in the first half.
I just think if you're going to go all-orange, man. Get an orange helmet. Just reverse the colors. Orange.
I don't know.
Orange helmet, white stripe, white power tee.
I don't know.
Go all orange, man. If you're going to go big.
Do you think that he knows we have some old gray jerseys hung up in some
Those
closet
will
somewhere?
Those never be used again.
Should we go all black for South Carolina? Black jerseys?
The Halloween look.
Why not? It's not worked. A night game.
That's what, like, listen, man. We're at the – people are like, oh, tradition. We've crapped all over our tradition for 10 years. Don't talk to me about tradition anymore. Gimmicks. Do what you have to do to win a game, man. If there is no doubt when they came out of that tunnel 10 years ago, Lane Kiffin let them out in those black jerseys, there was a charge in the atmosphere, the likes of which, I'll be perfectly honest, Neyland Stadium hasn't seen since. I mean, it was electric
so weird
in there.
And they didn't have their names at all on them. I didn't have time to put them on.
And you can't tell me that we didn't ride that energy. We beat the crap out of South Carolina that night.
Look, if the orange pants are good enough for Trey Smith, they're good enough for me.
Do what you got to do, man. If the team gets fired up wearing pink, like, put it on, man. Let's win this game. South Carolina, it is huge, huge. Stay with us. The drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back with more right after this. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The unimaginable. The Drive.
Wrapping up the show. Fan Run Radio, getting you ready for overtime. Coming up next from 6 until 8. Here on Fox Sports Knoxville, Russ LeBaire, Jake Lester hanging out. Hashtag pray for Trey. Hopefully he's doing a little bit better. Flu is no joke, folks. Get that flu shot, National Rx. Let them know we sent you. They'll take great care of it. Doesn't hurt. Just a little bitty needle, a little prick, a little doink. That's all it is. Go check them out.
Felt it the next day a little bit.
That's funny. I didn't feel it at all.
I think I tensed up my arm.
Were you scared?
No.
Are you scared, Bear?
I don't like needles. I kind of tensed up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not a needle guy either.
Really bad idea to tense up if you're getting a shot, though, apparently.
But it's like caused some sort of reaction. Did you see where South Carolina had to issue an apology for its players? They were all like pulling the hedges apart, like taking souvenirs of the hedges.
No, I didn't see that.
Why
that's
they
great.
Haven't apologized?
I guess it's George's property.
Like send Harvey Updike down there. Turn him loose on him.
Yeah. Probably not a great look for South Carolina. It's the first time they won down
cares?
There. Yeah, I mean, it'll grow back.
That's like us going to Bama and, I don't know, they don't have edges, do they?
No.
But that would be like us beating Bama and just walking off the field like we do it every day.
We had hedges for a while. When they first put the grass in, Neyland, they put hedges
That's
in.
Right.
Looked really nice.
Yeah. When they take them out.
Been within the last 10 years, maybe that's a thing. Put the hedges back in. Looked pretty.
Yeah, it was aesthetically pleasing.
Neyland has kind of small sidelines compared to some other schools.
Who would get the highest ACT score at the station?
Well,
probably the,
I don't mean to brag.
Probably Jake, these younger kids who are still
you
in school.
You want to have an ACT off?
I got What'd a 32.
Oof. 31.
I think he's got you. And he probably just took it like 5 years ago. Like
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
I think Nate, that whole morning, like Nate was a high school math teacher, so he'd probably do really well.
Hudson's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
Davey.
Kress is a pretender.
Yeah, I think
Get Blitzed is like, you know, I mean.
A couple of dullards in there.
I mean, all three of them, really.
I feel like my name would be right in the middle.
What about Talk Sports?
I'd be right there in the middle.
Cameron's a pretty bright kid.
I feel like both John and Cody are pretty bright.
John did well on the Wonderlic.
What'd he get?
I can't remember. He beat me.
But that's just like, I mean, that's not surprising because the Wonderlic is not necessarily how much you know. It's just how well you reason, right?
I think so.
Which, like, yeah, I would totally think. I mean, both of you, I think, would probably struggle in that regard. But, yeah, John,
hey, me and John,
a little bit less so.
We both had exceptional scores, to tell you the truth, Russell.
Okay.
You're going to take a shot at John and me? Two known hotheads?
What's the test that you have to take, like, before the NFL draft?
The Wonderlic.
That's it?
Yeah.
Did Jalen Ramsey, like, refuse to take that or something?
Yeah, I would have, too. I wouldn't take that thing.
Interesting.
I mean, if you're that good and you know that you're going to be a top 10 pick, then yeah. But if you're a quarterback, like fringe first round, and
bringing him up, what is he? He's just not feeling it. He wants to be traded.
Did he play this weekend?
No,
he was supposed to, but I don't know if he did.
I thought he was going to play.
No.
They said he was a game time decision, and they were leaning towards it. They said it was probable.
Well, I'll tell you, game time, Jalen didn't feel like playing.
He didn't play.
Oh.
Well, so first of all, he had back issues, and then the baby. No, he had the flu first. Then he had back issues, then the baby, and the back issues continued, and now we're here.
I mean, his defense, once you have back issues, they don't really go away.
I got to go home. My wife's going to be mad at me.
Why? What'd you do now?
I was supposed to take something out of the freezer and put it in the fridge.
Classic. I did it.
Idiot. What do you think? You're going to have to stop and get. You know what you ought to do?
What's that? Go up to the ridge?
No.
Go up to Rickard?
I mean, it's not. I mean, you didn't really screw up that bad. I mean.
Well, yeah, I don't have to get jewelry or something. I mean,
that's not – you talk about Rickard Rim. That's heavy artillery right yeah. there.
Well, and also that would be one of those see-through favors. It's like more something you do for your wife, but really you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Look, honey, I brought home ribs. There's enough for the whole family. Don't take too many kids. Oh, man. All right. So wrapping up, we feel good about this. Oh, let's check the hot question poll on the way out the door. What was Saturday? Was it more Tennessee doing well or Mississippi State being that bad? Ah, where is it? Damn it. Come on, Russell. You're running out of time.
Hustle up, man. You are. I'm gonna have to cut you now.
63% Vols good, 37% State bad. Tennessee fans feeling themselves. All right, another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow. Right here on Fan Run Radio.